Welcome to the Flat at Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha, and wow, what a weekend out there. It's still a little bit cold, although have you been enjoying the hilltops? I have. Man, which one, by the way, what do you prefer? Whitefish, Big Mountain, or Blacktail? I'd like to hear from you. KJJR.com, or find us on Facebook at the Flathead Home Show, and jump in and just throw a comment in there. Ski Blacktail, ski Whitefish, which one is it? So I want to hear from you, and perhaps maybe we'll carry that conversation down the road a little bit further, and I'll share with you which one that my son and I enjoy the most. So anyways, we've been up there enjoying it. It's been beautiful. What a great season so far. So listen, we've got a great new series that we're launching off this weekend. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have some fun. Before I throw it out there, I want to thank my great sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax Rocky Mountain Real Estate, and Montana Basin Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So here it is. Drum roll, please, Matt. New home, who dis? Welcome to New Home, Who Dis? So what we're going to talk about for the next few weeks, or however long we take this conversation, is we're going to talk about remodeling. So for those of you who jumped into homeownership in the past year or have been a homeowner for several years and you decided to, you know, pick up a bucket of tools and start swinging, meaning start personalizing that crib, we want to hear from you. I want to hear from you if you've redone the floors, redone the windows, redone the kitchen, updated the bathroom, updated the bedroom, added a garage, added a deck, whatever it may be. Here's the thing. You know, we were talking about numbers last weekend, and we kind of recapped. We had a really kind of a big conversation around average sale price versus median sale price and why that may or may not be even matter to you. So if you're interested, kjjr.com, click on the Flat at Home Show, go back in time and check out our podcasts. However, here's a number I failed to share with you last weekend, and that was that the National Association of Realtors, on average, the association found that on average, for every home that sells in Montana, there's around a $92,000 economic impact. Okay, so, and what that means is you obviously have the direct monies, the monies that are directly impacted by that sale via commissions and broker fees and mortgage rates and mortgage fees and things like that. However, you also have the indirect spillover monies that affect the community, such as when you buy the home, most people want to personalize that home and they'll either paint the house or they'll change the locks or they might update the windows or maybe they're remodeling the kitchen or the bathroom. And what that means is they're going to the home improvement stores or they're hiring the contractors or they're paying the neighborhood kid 30 or 40 bucks to cut the grass, or maybe they even need to go buy a lawnmower, right? You see where this dollar just continues to, you know, bounce around the community. 92,000. That's what NAR, National Association of Realtors, that's what NAR reports as the average economic impact to just one home sold in Montana. Now, why I stress that, why I put that down in bold is because in 2020, when we saw an economic shift here locally, yes, admittedly, beautiful portions of our area are served best and most by our hospitality industry. Yet when you have a pandemic that is saying that these things need to shut down for a period of time, that has an economic, a negative economic impact on our community. Plenty of people are without work and plenty of business owners are without income. Therefore, they're having to borrow money or loan money or just flat out close their doors. And so those things tragically impact our community. Meanwhile, though, the real estate community, that dollar stayed very strong. In fact, in 2021, we set records of the number of times that dollar circled the block, so to say. And so it was your real estate community that was pouring into the gaps of the otherwise, burdened communities. So the point is the dollar is going around, okay? And the real estate community is a large contributor to that dollar circling around. However, that's kind of not really what we're talking about, Justin. We're talking about new home, who dis? So I wanted to start this series with actually yours truly, because my wife and I have flipped several homes, and then we've even remodeled every home we've lived in, we've remodeled to a pretty large degree. And I was going to share with you a couple of the most significant remodels. And then actually, when I get back from the break, I'll share with you what we're doing to our current home. And we're going to have a lot of fun. Find us on Facebook and share those photos. So yes, I will even share some of my own remodel stories and photos right there on our Facebook page. And I'd like for you to chime in and, you know, chat about it. Like say, hey, that was a good idea. Or wow, I really don't like that paint, Justin. More than likely, I picked it out. So that's okay. So that being said, I would say step one to fancying a remodel is find a really good partner. Find somebody even smarter than you. And I know for some of you, that's going to be tricky because there's some smart ones out there. However, there's somebody who's a little bit more gifted, a little bit sharper, a little bit brighter. And for me, that person's my wife because she has the ability to see something to a capacity that I don't, right? I'll kind of find laser focus in on something. And sometimes I even to the point of neglecting other things, I'm so focused on this one thing. Meanwhile, my wife has like a much wider perspective on the whole thing. And so I've really enjoyed working on these projects with her because we'll, let's say, remodel a kitchen. And I have a hard time looking past where the faucet's going to move, where the plumbing is moving for the kitchen sink. Meanwhile, she'll see the whole picture and she'll say, actually, if we move the sink that far, it's now asymmetrical. It's not going to be balanced in the kitchen. And I'm like, oh, that's a really good idea. I would have never thought about that. I would have just gone forward and then I'd have to remodel. So there you have it. So that was the first one I wanted to share with you is our home that we had up in Columbia Falls. It was a home that I purchased in, 2018. And then it was a rental property. And then we remodeled the upstairs entirely. And the part that I was most proud of was the kitchen. And when I get back, and I'm going to share with you why the kitchen matters arguably most, and I'll share with you specifically what we did to that kitchen. However, I got to take a quick break, okay? We're going to hear from my sponsors, and we'll come right back to the Flat at Home Show, where we're talking about new home, who dis?
Hi, this is Dory from All About You Wellness and Aesthetics. If feeling better and becoming more active are your goals this year, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics can help. We address fatigue, brain fog, low libido, cold intolerance, and more. Help get the energy you need to be more active. Call us at 406-607-7759 or visit us at 907 South Main, across from the courthouse. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics.com.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
And we're back. It's the Flat at Home Show. Happy New Year, friends. My name's Justin Mechia, and welcome to this new series of 2023, New Home, Who Dis? So we're talking about remodeling. We're talking about maybe things that you've done to your home or things that you plan on doing to your home. I want to hear from you. Flat at Home Show on Facebook. Jump in there. Go on the Facebook page. Send us the messages. I want to hear from you. So we're starting with yours truly, though. I would share with you prior to the commercial break that a home that my wife and I owned up in Columbia Falls, we decided to remodel the upstairs entirely. And so upstairs had three bedrooms, one bathroom, and a kitchen, and a dining room. And we did, we not only did we paint the whole thing, we installed some faux beams, okay? So we made it look like there were exposed beams. However, they were just fake, so faux beams, which are cool because it gives it so much more character. We gutted the kitchen entirely, down to the studs. We installed new flooring, luxury vinyl plank, and then we did that throughout the main living area, down the hallway, and into the bedrooms. And then the back area had the living room and a third bedroom. We did all the same flooring there. We remodeled the bathroom. So the only thing that stayed in that bathroom was the tub, and that's because it was so heavy. And I was like, man, I'm not huffing this thing out of there. First of all, it was like a cast iron inset tub. It wasn't like a clawfoot tub. It wasn't that cool looking. It was just this square basic tub and it worked. And so there was no reason to get rid of it. I mean, I would replace it with a fiberglass unit that probably looks the same. And that, to me, that wasn't worth it. We did, however, tear down the surround, and here's what's cool. We put up metal. So I called my buddies over at Glacier Steel. And I said, hey, can I get some metal? I'm going to redo the tub surround. And they were like, yeah, check this out. And they came up with these corner pieces that you kind of snap the larger pieces into. They gave me some the same screws that would go to a metal roof. So it had the bushing, the rubber bushing, or the I don't think it's rubber. It's like maybe it's a rubber. I don't know. It's waterproof. And you can snap those in. It was awesome. And it looked, it gave it kind of a very clean, very minimalistic, yet also a little bit modern appearance. And what's nice is it was quick. It was actually very cost effective. And here's the thing. The next person who bought the home, if they didn't like it, a few screws and a couple of, you know, a couple minutes with a pry bar and it's gone. Take it to the recycle yard, put up whatever you want. So to me, we were remodeling to sell. And to me, what was valuable to me was being able to add great character and unique appearance, yet at the same time, it's incredibly reversible without it being terribly wasteful. So, you know, if I were to put up like Hardy Plank or Duroc and or Hardy backer board or Duroc and then waterproof that and then put on the tile, that's a lot of labor and that's a lot of effort. And if somebody were to like be like, I don't like that tile and rip it all down, that kind of hurts. So the metal worked out really well. The other thing I wanted to share with you with the metal, we did the same thing in the kitchen. So get this, friends. This was one of those 1940s kitchens where they didn't think it was important for your, you know, farmhouse kitchen to have a lot of light. So there was one window in that kitchen. Otherwise, it was kind of a dark kitchen. And the sink didn't look across a window at all. I mean, the sink was against an interior wall. And so, I mean, that's good news for your pipes in the winter. However, it's bad news if you are one of those people that like to like do your dishes or prepare your meals while absorbing the natural beauty of Montana. So what we decided to do was give the backsplash or give that back wall some character. And I got, again, another big sheet of metal, slapped it up there, put some cabinets on top of it. And what you ended up having was this big, clean, magnetic backboard. And it was the whole wall. So it was awesome because it ended up kind of looking like I got it, I don't know what, like a galvanized look. I don't know what, it looked a little bit like a chalkboard, although you could tell it wasn't a chalkboard. And so therefore it wasn't glossy, so it wouldn't bounce too much light. Yet at the same time, it gave it, again, a more sophisticated, cleaner look. So instead of it just being this painted wall or even a tiled wall, and I get it, tile would be beautiful too. However, a lot of time involved in that. Whereas instead we capitalized on this big sheet of metal, slapped it up there. We liquid nailed it to the wall. And then of course, when you added the cabinets on top of it, it was secured, as my friend Michael would say, solid like Sears, right? And so it was up there forever. And again, something that's not terribly hard to reverse should you want to, just to give you a couple of ideas. Like this was a remodel idea that came to us thanks to my friends over at Glacier Steel Products. And it was just having a conversation in their showroom, just talking about it. So yeah, that was another idea. Then when we did that with the stainless steel appliances, everything looked more modern. 1940s, you know, Columbia Falls house with exposed beams now, or faux beams, and metal accents gave it a sophisticated, modern, more contemporary pop so that when it went to market, it showed really, really well. And that was the strategy. That was the strategy. We knew that when we were to go to the market, we wanted to stand out and pop above the rest so that it would sell well. So there you have it. New home, who dis? I want to know from you, what are you doing this year to your home? What plans do you have? Or what have you successfully accomplished recently or are in the middle of? We want to hear from you. The Flathead Home Show is your show, friends. My name is Justin Mecha. Happy New Year. And of course, as always, be safe, be well, have fun, and welcome home.